This is Senator Al Simpson. The Bush administration sincerely wants to meet the challenge to lower infant mortality rates. Dems in Congress only want to shortchange the president. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the president asked for $138 million for the Healthy Start program to spread the word about prenatal care. The program would specifically target pregnant teens and single moms in poor neighborhoods, both urban and rural. Simply put, if we really want to reduce America's staggering infant mortality rate, these funds are vital. So tell me, Ted, why did the Democrats in the Senate chop the president's funding request in half? Stop kicking the dust with your brogans and look me right in the eye. You talk a good game, but when it comes to putting up the bucks, Bush did better this year than your Democrat cronies in either the House or the Senate. Let's hear your excuse. Better be a dandy.
There you go again, Al, parroting White House press releases without checking facts. Infant mortality in the United States is a national disgrace. This rich country ranks only 21st in the world. In many urban and rural areas, American babies would have a better chance to survive if they were born in the third world. The Bush administration pays lip service to the problem, but it refuses to fund the key programs that could save most of those lives. The White House fed you trick numbers, Al. To pay for one initiative, they wanted deep cuts in two other programs on the front line in combating infant mortality. That makes no sense. It's robbing Peter to pay Paul. Democrats in Congress rejected that trick. When all three programs are counted, we didn't cut the White House request. We doubled it. Next time, Al, ignore the smoke and mirrors. Look at the real numbers and stop cooking the books. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.